we are one of the top three teams in the country. And that's as simple as that. Tipperary, I know Waterford were in the All-Ireland final last year, and Tipperary have been knocking on the door, no doubt they'll push as well. But we're there, thereabouts. Now, we're having this conversation just before the opening game of the league. That's next week against Kilkenny, is it? But so we have no, we're not
a week's time.
Clare, is it? Sorry, my apologies. It's we don't actually know who's in or out yet. And
no,
that'll be important. Yeah, no. Like, I thought last year was a very, very good year for Galway Camogie. We won a league title, but we also lost five key players at the start of the year. Like, Heather Cooney retired and she was allowed to slip away quietly, which is another thing that I was to be one thing critical of. We should be celebrating our great players when they do step away, because they've given so much to Galway Camogie. Lorraine Ryan, a couple of years ago, gone, barely worried about it.
Yeah.
Niamh Kilkenny, we don't know her situation at the moment. Will she be back? Will she not? Obviously, Sarah Durbin was late coming back in last year, and then you had Sarah Healy and Catherine Fennerty away too. So it was challenging. And you're bringing in all the intermediates as well that won the All-Ireland the previous year. When you look at the results, we won the league of the seniors. Intermediates were competitive in all their matches. I know they didn't get the results, but that when you're talking of technically a third string team, that was a great innings on year one for Conor Dolan as well.
It was, so
go back to the question. You asked me this year. Look, there'll be pressure on Colin Murray this year because we haven't been in All-Ireland final in 2021. Galway now expects to be in All-Ireland finals. So do Cork, so do Kilkenny. We've been squeezed out the last couple of years. The league again. Look, we hear rumours and bits and bobs who's in, who's out. Until that opening game of the league, we won't know the answers to that for certain. And as we'd be better qualified to talk then. Hopefully there's a few of those players I mentioned back. No doubt there'll be one or two that have gone away as well. A good league, but again, it's about finding players like...
The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
So, they definitely hadn't their full squad to play with this weekend. No, I don't think Conor had his full squad. Maybe he didn't know that at the time when he was chatting to us. But
yeah, because you were saying, right, that the team was kind of changed, or maybe there was players unavailable.
No, it wasn't. There wasn't massive changes or anything, but definitely they were without some of their kind of more prominent players, would say. And I think they had a training camp or something with the seniors. So obviously you're going to take your chance at senior when it comes. But I just thought maybe the timing wasn't hectic for them because the intermediates ended up losing it. Now, they looked well in control of the game. It was poor enough now. It wasn't. I think it was 1-10-9 for a finish. But Galway looked in control, kind of. And then the next thing, Cork rallied back and kept getting point after point and silly frees. And do you know what I really noticed about the game was the referee was really pulling up for the hand pass.
Okay, so very technical. Well, at the end of the day...
No, and they weren't, like, they were hand passing, but do you know the way now the rules change, remember? And it has to be a striking.
Yeah, it has to be a striking, yeah.
And it wasn't, so that's, it's so disappointing.
The hand pass is one of those close calls because they give the impression that they're throwing it, but it's actually leaving it. They're just doing it so quick.
I know, and that's a skill in itself too. Like it's hard to know, but anyway, you have to go with what the referees are kind of going with now and see how consistent they are. So you have to show that there's a striking action with the hand when you're given the hand pass. But yeah, disappointing for them. So they're out again in 2 weeks' time now against Clare, and I better turn off.
You better.
My mobile.
If you'd be giving out about media and social media and being too much time on the phone, and here she is. And her phone.
I'm turning it off.
It's as loud as that. But and what were the conditions like in Canberra? You know, Canberra is always kind of breezy.
Very, very cold and breezy. But I mean, both teams were a good while warming up and stuff like that. It's hard conditions for Camogie. And obviously, we know that the interprovincials are on this weekend in Beacon.
In Beacon.
Or Bacon. Bacon, as it's known down in Bacon.
What do they call it? The Centre
of Excellence.
The Air Dome.
Yeah.
And look, it's a great opportunity. It's in the West. It's only an hour from Galway, really, you know, and NUIG. Sure, look, at when I say NUIG are represented, sure, there's girls all over the country representing colleges.
Yeah.
Between DCU and UCC, and shout out to all the girls.
Yeah, and it's the pinnacle of, finals.
I remember myself, we enjoyed it, and I remember getting to an Ashbourne semi-final, then winning a Purcell, and then getting to an Ashbourne final in... I think it was 99 or something like that.
You're giving away.
Oh, I know,
you
know what I mean? But I was very young in college. I was in college quite early.
You
I was just one of those geniuses.
You were very,
14,
very,
yeah.
very, 14,
14, yeah. But anyhow, look, best wishes to all involved, both the girls themselves and anyone
Any
that's
Galway
involved
girls
in management.
in any kind of competitions, like whether it's Ashbourne or the Parcels or any other competition. Geez, I remember the times in UL with a brilliant team at the time. It was a three in a row at the time, and UL kind of dominated for a while. And then I think there in the last couple of years they got four or five in a row as well,
Yeah.
and UCD were coming, you know. So it's nice that it's moving around a bit as
Absolutely,
well.
yeah, because it was
DIT
all with
Waterford
DIT
were very
Waterford,
strong as well. Yeah,
yeah,
and
what?
UCC.
Yeah,
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
so it's great that it's moving around, and best wishes as well to GMIT and their, well, not GMIT anymore,
ATU.
ATU. So, and to all the colleges, they'll be happening on Saturday in Beacon
Yeah,
or Bacon,
in Beacon.
as it's known to. So tonight,
Tonight we
we're
have
lucky enough now to have Darren
Daz.
Kelly. Yeah.
Daz and Mataz, as I would call him now and again, as he's known, our
Arazimataz.
Razzmatazz, Daz and Mataz. And yeah, we'll be chatting all things Camogie with Darren Kelly. As we know, he's the voice of Camogie now of late.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Sean Walsh, that was doing
Started
the
it
advice,
really, wasn't it?
started
Yeah.
it really. And Darren has taken up that role and has been wonderfully promoting the female sport, both on and off the field. And I'm looking forward to chatting to Darren.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, sure, he's a commentator, he's an editor, he's a producer, you know, he had his own podcast there for a long time. He was a long time, maybe 19 years with Galway BFM.
That's right.
And he jumped ship for a little while, probably just needed a change, went
Yeah,
to
he took a break and he went to the
Clare FM.
neighbours.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Look, we said, listen, the neighbours can have you for a little while, but make sure and come back.
And he
And he
did.
did.
He did.
But when he went to kind of Clare FM, it was more so for the football, the
Yes.
ladies' football. So not alone when he moved, I think it was 2020, if I'm not mistaken,
I
that
think it
we can
was,
ask him
yeah.
right
Maybe
now
you can, yeah.
in Clare FM, and he won the journalist, football journalist of the year. Which is a massive thing
Yeah.
in the, you know, the LGFA
Yes,
calendar. So
yes.
he won that, but he also won for his podcast as well, in the Camogie Media Awards when he started up his podcast as well. So I mean, he doesn't do anything by halves, and
No,
you
he
know.
certainly doesn't, and he's extremely passionate. And you know, you don't, I suppose you don't have to watch the game to, obviously, when you're listening on the
Yeah,
radio,
he's
and his
unreal.
passion and his energy comes out in the radio, and that's what you want. Like, you know, at the end of the day, when you're commentating, you have to bring the game to life because you're not watching it.
And
And he
he sure
certainly does
does,
that
yeah.
in abundance, and he's at every dogfight when it comes to games,
Yeah, no,
you
he
know.
is, and he's very passionate about his own club there in Ballinasloe as well. And I suppose the big thing is he promotes women in sport, and he's always been an advocate for it. You know, whether it's Camogie, like, you know, a hurling,
Yeah.
football, whatever is going on, he's always advocating for women, which is great. And it's great to have him on tonight. And
Absolutely,
he's
yeah.
a massive knowledge of Camogie as well. So, and obviously now we have you know, Imelda you know, on the radio now, and kind
Yes.
of taking his, I suppose, taking the reins off him, and onwards and upwards for those as well. So will we soon have a chat with him?
Well, yeah, once he joins us.
I thought I seen him in there. No, he's all
And
right for a
again,
minute.
our technical crew are still on holidays from last week with the cups of coffee. But our lighting is a little bit better, and hopefully we won't have any interferences.
So before he comes on, we might chat about the new findings
Oh,
that came out.
yes, they
Yeah.
were very interesting, actually.
They were kind of scary, weren't
They
they?
were, and I suppose any of you that follow the Camogie Association website, you know, new findings came out this week on the whole idea of meaningful play when it comes to the game of Camogie, and the research that was done, and the recommendations and the findings. And Jesus, the results of it were quite startling, you
Yeah, well,
know.
I suppose the one thing I seen out was the main thing that came to the player welfare was the parents of complaints for
Yes,
not
yeah, I think it
enough
was.
playing time,
Yeah, so the
not,
whole
or
idea,
shared playing time. No, I'm
it
not.
was a launch, basically. Myself and Aoife were kind of looking up or looking into it, and it was a launch on the recommendations on meaningful playing time for players. So what basically went down was the Camogie Association decided to address the findings on the lack of meaningful play, and they came up with serious findings. And one of them there, I just had a few little bullet points written down, was the current rules and structures at the moment, 37% of clubs stated that the complaints by parents over the lack of playing time for their daughters was one of the major issues or talking points. 37%.
That was the, but like, do you know, it, that's, it's fairly vague, like, as, do you know, because it's
It
not
is.
saying, like, you know, what age the kids are,
No, it didn't. It just said
how
overall
much
that they're
training have they gone
reported.
through.
Yeah,
Because
exactly.
we always speak of this at the coach developers courses, you know, and
Yes.
at the introduction to Getty Game courses that we do, like we always say, you have to be fair and, you know, playing time has to be given. But like, if a child isn't coming training at all for under sixes or under eights, that's not the child's fault, obviously, because the child doesn't
No, well,
drive.
the child isn't driving,
But
is she?
what do you do? Like, do you set out a culture like we've always spoke about, you know, setting out the culture that, you know, playing time would reflect your training time, or like you can't be that strict at under six or under eight, or what do
Well,
you
no, you
do?
can't.
It's each club for, so do you play a child that hasn't come training at all? Well, according to this, yes,
Well,
you have to.
unfortunately,
Yeah.
that is
You know,
what is happening
yeah.
in clubs. And yes, people complain, and you know, I suppose partially they're entitled to complain, but at the end of the day, it's probably falling on deaf ears in a lot of clubs, Aoife, you know. But that's for
That's
another
probably for
day.
another day.
And another one that I found very interesting, and Aoife, you probably agree with me on this, is 52% of under 14 females reported were playing up an age to under 16. So you have 15-year-olds who've come of age,
Yeah.
and then you have maybe three or four under 14. Sometimes the philosophy is, you know, if you're old enough, you're good enough, or if you're good
Yeah,
enough,
if
you're
you're
old
old enough,
enough.
yeah.
And you have three or four, maybe 14-year-olds taking the place of the 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
To me, that's a little grey area.
It is, yeah. Now, I know that another part of that was that smaller clubs had to play younger girls, which is fair enough. Do you know that they didn't
Yes.
have the age group? But it is tough on a young one that's 15 and it's her last year or whatever,
Yeah.
and you've,
And she's been putting in the time
I
and
know, and you
yeah.
just don't know, is it fair? Do you do it? I don't know. It is a
I
gray
don't know,
area.
but it is a gray area. But again, doesn't it all come back to your clubs and the standards that they're setting?
You do.
And we'll say, just because myself and Aoife say, if our Drahan are doing it and Ballindurrin aren't doing it, who's at a loss and who's at an
I
advantage?
know, yeah.
Okay. Oh,
Have we been changed
I think we
by
have.
the man of the moment?
The man of the moment.
Darren Kelly, how
How are
are
you
you
keeping?
getting on? You're very welcome.
I'm good, Aoife. Good, Martina. Great to be here.
And great to see you, Darren. I'm sure your ears were burning. You were probably watching us, or you were, well, I suppose you can't listen to us because we have to go live yet, Darren. We were blowing your profile anyhow out of the water, and correct us if we're wrong. Aoife had a date and we just want to clarify. First of all, you are very welcome and we're absolutely delighted. Normally it's you doing the interview and us trying to escape when we see you coming, but I spotted Darren last weekend, Aoife. I'm sure he filled you in at the post-primary A hurling final. St. Raphael's College were playing Prez Athenagh. Shout out and congrats to St. Raphael's.
Doesn't
And
she love getting in? Rayfield's this and Rayfield's
oh
that.
yes.
Please give us a break, will you? But
Oh
anyhow,
zero, the great year for Rayfield and a great day too.
Well, I met
I'm only
Darren.
joking.
I met Darren. I was heading to the ladies, and Darren had said that he was enjoying our podcast. And I said, "How are you fixed?" And one thing about you is, unlike others, you didn't run away or shy away. So we're really grateful to that. So
Yeah, for sure.
yeah. So Aoife.
So yeah, Darren, we were saying, obviously you're a producer, you're a commentator, you're a writer, you're an editor. Like, you've been a brilliant advocate for Camogie for like 20, 30 years. Do you know what I mean? You've just been absolutely brilliant. And we always remember you with when you were starting out and, you know, with the Galway seniors years and years ago. We had you on the bus, and like, I remember just admiring you so much back then,
There's
how,
many stories in the bus there,
oh yeah, but
Aoife.
we won't tell many stories of the bus.
Well,
That's why you're on
my
tonight.
listeners, we'll tell them the story at some stage about the 50 seconds.
We'll say no more. Oh yeah, I've forgotten about that. So long ago, but like we admired the way you were like so quick to get to know the players, and when you were commentating, how fast you were able to move into a play, move into the next play. But we've just admired you, and I'd like to thank you for from us and for, you know, the Camogie Association, the whole lot, for promoting the game for many, many years before, you know, I suppose before like Sean Walsh, obviously we've mentioned him and Galway Bay FM, we're always very supportive of it, but you've brought it to a new level, and for that we're thankful. But I was saying there, you were with Galway Bay for 19 years, and we said we had to loan you to the neighbours, Clare FM, just for a little while, you know, to show them how it was done. And you kind of moved into the football side of it a little bit more, because you have such an interest in, you know, women's sport. It's not just camogie, you know. But and I was saying to Martina, correct us if we're wrong now, but you won the journalist of the year, like the football of the year in 2020. Is that right? By the LGFA.
That's correct. In 2020, would it be 2018?
Ah, 2018.
Euro winners. And like the one thing I liked about that was like there's so many awards out there now, and some of us have to apply for them and this, that, and the other. But that was actually one where I was nominated by Galway to be the Connacht winner, and then I was the national committee announced me as the overall winner. So it was a wonderful honour too for myself. But like at the end of the day, as you're talking there, the camogie, like the camogie's always been my first love, and it's funny because I became the camogie correspondent in Galway Bay FM back in 2008, and I probably was just perfect timing because things were changing in regards to, I'm not saying there was any lack of professionalism in the game, but I suppose modern methods were starting to come in. There was a new group of players there, plus some great stalwarts that still would have played with yourselves there too. And the one thing I always said from day one when I got the opportunity to be the camogie correspondent for Galway Bay FM is I was going to treat these players exactly the same way as the men. I would push for them to be promoted. I would push for commentaries. I would push whatever coverage I could get, whether it was on the radio, whether it was in the newspaper, in the Connacht Tribune in particular, the Tuam Herald, whether it was a podcast in the Modern Game. But likewise, too, I will also shoot from the lip every now and again, and I might say some things that people don't like hearing. But the reason I do that is very, very simple, because these players deserve respect. He deserved respect. He didn't get the respect that he deserved. You had people like Sean Walsh and Frank Kearney and others there that were doing it for you at the time, but you weren't getting the column inches, the pages. Now there's great people like Aidan O'Reilly, there's Tommy Devan, and many others are doing now. And even as you mentioned there about promotion, I just want to give a shout out to Sarah Goffin, first things first. Delighted that she's finally getting the acknowledgement she deserves for all
Yeah,
the work she's doing
absolutely.
as well. And even though I'm not the camogie correspondent anymore, and I don't get to as many games as I'd like, I still go to as many as I can. I'll always keep a keen interest. We had a national podcast going for 3 years, covering camogie and ladies football as well. And look, at the end of the day, I'm a Galway man. Like, I might be in Croke Park in 2021 as a neutral, but I jumped off my seat when Siobhan McGrath scored the goal. Even though
Exactly.
I made great friends down in Cork. Amy O'Connor was. I was one of the first people to contact her when she got to lift the O'Duffy Cup last year as well, and many in Kilkenny too. And what I like seeing now, it's going in the right direction. It's still a long way to go, but at least there's people out there that are getting it out there, including. I'm delighted now that yourselves, along with Paul, are doing this podcast as well, because it's important that we get it out there and just remind people. You know, there's, and it's not just saying this as an advocate for women's sports. I'm saying it because these are talented athletes that go out there, give their best. And sometimes we criticize them, but that's because we love them and we think they should be up there competing. But we'll be
Absolutely.
following Galway, we'll be following Galway teams, we'll be following our own clubs. And look, at the end of the day, at the moment, Galway, I don't think has ever had such an abundance of talent that it does at the moment. And hopefully that leads to more success in the near future.
Well, that's for sure. And
I just felt as if we've had a run of commentary there in an Ireland final. It's
I think
unreal.
you need to take a drink of water there. Take a drink.
Don't take your advice there.
Here, there's no promotional videos now. What's on that glass?
Oh, I had it backwards now. It is water.
Oh,
It
yeah, I'm only
is
joking.
water.
On that, actually, Darren, that podcast that you said that was covering, that was called A Sports Daz. And you're being very modest now as well, because the year you brought that out as well, you won a digital promotion award from the Camogie Association. So you're not slying away from anything. So while we might have been winning medals, you were winning
We
accolades
were
as well.
winning awards.
Oh, but look, the thing is, and look, as I touched on already, it's always great to be acknowledged for the work that you do. And like nobody will ever say they don't care about awards. Of course you do, but it's never been about it for me. For me, as I often said to people that would come over and thank me for the coverage I would have given to Galway Camogie or even Galway Ladies Football or even nationally or whatever sport it is, I always replied, I'm the one lucky enough to tell the story. Like when you take from 2008 to 2018, all the heartbreak. I was only watching the 2013 highlights of the 2013 final on Reeling in the Years the other day, and Eilidh O'Reilly in there, and I still get a lift. You
Yeah,
know,
of course. Yeah.
when I see that goal, or Niamh McGrath smiling as she turned around with the free one, we all knew that was it.
Yeah.
And then I still remember at 2011 when Ursula Jacobs scored that goal, you know, and like,
We
or
spoke to her
I
about
got to
that too,
know.
Darren. Don't worry. We gave her
Yeah.
the dig about it.
Eight minutes to go, and I can still see it as clear
Yeah.
as daylight. But like, not just that, then we've seen some great minor under 16 teams coming through as well. Look, with the intermediates as well, and both in 2009 and in 2013 when we won, we lost the 2012 final after a replay. The players that came through there, like you take 2009, for example, where Sarah Durbin had been dropped off the Galway senior team, rolled her sleeves up, came back in
That's
with the
right.
intermediates. Well, Eva,
Yeah.
you were playing that team too,
Yeah.
and which got us ended up putting in such storming performances, came back in, and ended up becoming one of the greatest players ever to play for Galway. You
Yeah.
know, so
Yeah.
Heather Cooney was in that team as well. Like, you know, it's in the current crop, or from the class of 2013, 2012, 2013, that won
If
the
you don't
intermediate,
know.
like with Seán Healy, Aoife Donoghue, Éilidh
Yeah.
O'Reilly was in 2012 as well. And then the clubs, like Clymer, one of the greatest ever performances I've seen by a Galway team in Croke Park when they won the All-Ireland in 2011 as well. And I was just lucky to tell those stories, and I was lucky to be in the commentary box, whether it was Sharon Glynn or Imelda Hobbins. And look, I'm a fan now. I still cover games, but I love going to be a fan as well. In 2019, I was there as a fan as well, brought the family, and what a performance against Kilkenny. And I'll always continue to do that. And hopefully, my own girls will end up picking up the game. Granted, they might be playing for Roscommon if they end up being good enough, but at
It'll be
least
good
they're
enough.
playing
Why
for them, I don't
would
mind.
it? We like the Rossies.
Yeah, once they're playing, isn't that the
Yeah.
main thing? You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
take us back, Darren. How did you actually get into the whole reporting, or how did it come about? You know, had you always an interest maybe in journalism, or did you go down a college route, or did you just branch out and decide this could be something I'd like to pursue?
Well, I suppose, look, like most children, I always had a great interest in sport. I can remember my mother. One day I was bored in the house. I think it was about 7 years of age, and my mother telling me there was a soccer match on in the television. Why don't you go watch that? It just happened to be the very first game of Mexico 86, and I was hooked in that. And then started discovering GAA. And of course, I was at that right age when Galway won the McCarthy Cups in 87 and 88. And like, I remember No Lane scoring the goals. I remember nearly getting squashed in one of the homecomings. And so the interest in sport was there. I think around 12, I kind of realized that my best position in the field was probably behind a microphone. I still played a bit, but I wasn't standing out in team selections now or anything like that. But and I think I retired as a junior sea hurler when I was 23 or 24. But I just had the interest in it, and I'd be out in my back garden or out in the front. Again, anybody from Ballinasloe watching this now that knows me would tell you all about it, and I'd start commentating on. Going through World Cups. My aunt once gave me a 1982 poster, and I did a commentary of every single game in that World
Wow.
Cup, even though I think I only knew about half a dozen players.
Yeah.
Regards Gaelic games, like the interest was there with Galway, and it continued forward. So when I went to college, I went to study journalism. I'd done some work experience in patches before. And then how I ended up in Galway BFM was a funny one, because one day I just said I'd go up and ask. And it was the summer of 1999. I actually went to the Connacht Tribune first, would you believe it? Because I thought there'd be a better chance of getting a job in there. And that was the first time I met John McIntyre. And John was very enthusiastic, but did say I'd probably have to do news as well. And the local elections were coming up. And I do my bit of news. I did my bit of
Yeah.
PR. I stepped in every now and then, and help out Galway Talks. But I mean, that's like,
Wasn't your interest
I
like?
don't have the knowledge or the experience. It's not my interest, exactly, yes. So I went up to Galway BFM. No demo on me, no nothing, because I hadn't actually planned going there. I planned to go to the Tribune, and I
Yeah.
met Kevin Dwyer. So I was waiting about 15 minutes or so, and then Kevin came out to me, had a chat, and he realized I was young, and did I drive? And no, I didn't drive. But if I want you to go to a match, could you go to a game? And I said, oh yes. If you'd asked me to go to Mars, I would have, just to get in the door like. So he said he'd give me a ring in about a week or two. So that was fair enough. So I was doing night porter in the East County Hotel in Ballinasloe at the time. So anyway, went back to work, didn't take much off it. I said I'd ring again in a week or two or whatever. So I think it was on the Saturday morning. Now, I was up all night, so I was in bed. I got a phone call from Kevin Dwyer wanting to know what I go to. It was, I think it was Kilbegan Eagan St. Thomas's. All right. In the intermediate hurling championships, and we're talking St Thomas's intermediate, you know how far back we're
Well,
talking
yeah,
here
just
now. And in Ballandarine on that Sunday, 2:30 or something like that. So yes, definitely. So now I had to try and get Saturday night off work. So a good friend of mine, Jerry Seal, who's well involved in Ballinasloe GAA, was my manager at the time, and I said it to him because I knew this was an opportunity. So Jerry said to me, "I'll do you a deal. Work your shift. I'll give you a room at the hotel to get a few hours sleep, and I'll bring you to the match."
okay.
So
That
they're
was
definitely dealing all that. So
sounding.
did the shift, finished about 8, half 8 in the morning, went to bed, got up a few hours later, freshened myself up, all super excited. Just there's only going to be a few couple of updates, like, you know, but it was just to get my foot in the door. So off we head to Ballandarine anyway. I arrived at Ballandarine at 5:02. There wasn't a soul or a sinner in the place.
That's what
So I'm
I'm
kind
doing.
of
That's what I
freaking
keep
out.
saying. That's what I keep saying, Darren.
There's no 25 minutes before throwing, there's nobody in the
Please
place.
imagine,
And
imagine.
I'm freaking out now because first day I feel like I've done something wrong. So I
Yeah.
rang Kevin Dwyer anyway, and he hadn't heard a thing, so he said he'd get back to me. So he contacted Phelan Murphy, I think, and next thing the game had been called off and nobody told Galway BFM.
Ah.
So after all that, my very first match 25 years ago didn't actually happen.
Oh my God.
So it was the following Saturday at when I were playing Capitago in the Intermediate Championship in the Duncan Park, so a bit closer to home. And that's when I finally got a chance. And sure, I only had to do a full-time report, and I was, you know, super nervous and all that. I was working in the pub that night, but went into one of the rooms in the pub, wrote it out, I got phoned in. I can't actually remember who was presenting at the time. It could have been Tom Gilmore, I'm not too sure. But next thing, what you call, did it all that. I won the game, and I remember saying, rain-soaked Ballinasloe, and then I finished off Darren Kelly, Galway BFM Sport, Duncan Park. And all I remember is this presenter was saying, "Thank you, Darren, from rain-soaked Ballinasloe." And
The rest
from
is
there,
history.
the rest is history. Bar a couple of breaks when I was in college a couple of times, and obviously that year in Clare, I've been pretty much doing it since.
Well,
Doing a sense, yeah.
fair play to
Oh,
you.
well, you're most certainly the voice,
Yeah.
and I suppose so many people recognize the voice before they recognize the face, you know, more so than
Oh
anything
yeah.
else yet, because
And
you're more the voice of the radio, like.
especially my voice too. I probably pushed it a bit hard at times, especially those great Camogie final commentaries in Croke Park.
You wouldn't be a bit excitable, like, or anything. Do you
Oh
know? You'd
no,
be
not
very calm
no.
and
You're very
collected.
calm, yeah.
You know, I'm gonna be very nervous
Listen,
there. You have to try and get me out of my shell, like, you know.
sometimes, Darren, when I'd be listening to you, if I wasn't at the match or something, I'd say, Jesus, who's after scoring?
Yeah, because you'd be so in the moment with no no,
And
you
I'm like,
know.
give it a second, give it a second. So I know you're brilliant at it. But do you know what, Darren, you're leaving your mark all the time, so fair play to you for that. And look, it's all about promotion of whatever you're promoting, whether it's women in sport or men in sport, you know.
But the other thing as well, if I just even saying that, and I do, and I think I've been mellowing a little bit in the last couple of years, just a little bit. But I always remember, I think it was a year or so later, two junior hurling finals in Athenry. I was there both weekends, and it was one of the coldest winters going, and I was freezing. And you know when you're cold and you're out, you're just not in the mood.
Miserable, yeah.
But it was just a reminder. I had to remind myself how lucky I was, and I just looked and went, "These lads are playing a county final. These lads have trained all year in the cold and the muck for this. The least I could do is make it the occasion it deserves to be." So I have. I treat every match like a county final, like an All-Ireland final, whatever the case may be, like, because those players put out and sacrifice. I'm lucky. I have a job where I make a living now with
That's
this.
fair play to you.
But which
Yeah.
goes players, including yourselves too, and even going back to the what we mentioned earlier on about the Camogie in 2008, I was going to treat these players with the exact same amount of respect as they deserved, and the same as their male counterparts. You know what I mean? Push for them, but also call them out when it wasn't a good day. And you know, I've always stuck to that, even at times some
Yeah.
people think, "Am I being overcritical?" But at the end of the day, what would we be doing if it was a hurling team? The exact same
Yeah,
thing, you
absolutely.
know.
No, exactly. And you know, I think you know, you mentioned there you treat your ju the junior team like if it was a senior team when you're commenting, because at the end of the day, you think of the elderly. Someone can't make a match, a grandchild is playing, you are bringing that game
To them.
live and alive to them, and they want to be able to, I suppose, play every puck of the ball. And they most certainly do with Darren when you're commentating anyhow, because it's up and down, it's like 60 miles an hour.
Well, they won't forget it
But they won't
anyway.
forget
I'm
it.
sure there's been some pulled hamstrings in some sitting rooms
And
with you.
clear to me from your time, I suppose, over the years, Darren, changes and maybe how the game has evolved promotion-wise. You were talking there about Ballindurin, no one told Galway Bay, and it's probably a sign of the times. Social media wasn't the done thing 25 years ago. Whereas now it's the push of a button, it's everywhere. And I think Galway has evolved over the years when it comes to the promotion of the game. And have you noticed that over the last 25 years, and how?
Yeah, well, I mean, like before I was PRO for 3 years. Before I was PRO, you had Martina Molloy there, and she did great work as well, moving it up to a level. And I suppose it was the social media crazes when I came in, because when I was asked, I think I don't remember who actually asked me, but it was Geraldine McGrath, was chairperson at the time, so she would have been one of them. And look, I didn't have the time to go doing programs and things like this, but I said, listen, I'll come in and I'll, make sure that we get the word out what's going on and get the scores up on Facebook, which was first. We didn't go Twitter straight away. And it was just pretty much to, like, again, is to let people know what's going on, because that's the biggest issue at the end of the day. Is even I look now with some clubs and even some counties these days, and the thing that drives me mad is tell the score and tell us when it's happening. The two key things what people want to know. And like I won't go and think, but I see someone, well done our girls in this. Well done for what? You know
I
what I
know.
mean? Tell me so I can actually go and say well done and whatever you did, like, but
It's the Wellington throwing competition. That's what it
yeah,
was.
sure. It could be the
Who
under 10
knows?
tiddly, it could be the under 10 tiddlywinks out in Ardrahan, and I
I
still want to know
know, I know, I
about
know.
it. But that was what we focused on, and we focused on building the Facebook page up, and then eventually the Twitter page as well. And it was just the basics, the simple, like, what was the score, who was
That's it.
playing, what's the team, let people know it's on, where can you get tickets, whatever the case may be. So I was lucky in that thing that I just came in with the social media was really, really taken off. Look, at the end of the day too, having a team being very, very successful helped. We won the All-Ireland in
Yes. Yeah.
2013, we won the league in 2015, we were having underage success as well. And so after 3 years then, because look, doing that job is great, but the job I do, and sometimes you have that clash, that kind of conflict of interest as such, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was great, delighted when I heard of a man called Brian Molloy that was wanted to come in, and we all know exactly where he's moved up in Camogie Circus
Yeah,
now as well. And
excellent.
Brian has come in too, but there's one person from the day first day I met her with such a great interest and enthusiasm in Camogie was Sarah Gorran. And I know it's the second time I'm mentioning her here as well.
Yeah.
And when she came in, then she started doing all these things even I wasn't doing. And she's pushing there, there's a website going there as well. Look, there's
She's
good
wonderful.
committees
Yeah,
behind
she's
these
brilliant.
people as well. It's not
Yep.
just one person team and all that. Like, I've worked with three great committees in Galway Camogie, between Gerry McGrath's crew, Gerry Henley, and of course Brian Griffin's now as well, and moving it up that next level the whole time. Now Galway Camogie, if there's club fixtures on, we know when they're happening.
Yeah,
When there's
in real
intercounty
time.
on, we now we know, like, some players, even for the casual supporter that might only dip in and out, they now know some of these players, like, representing our club, or who are these
Yeah.
people and all that. And Sarah has done that, not just the county level, but she's now moved on to the provinces as well, as doing her club the whole time as well. And I've always said with PR, that's what it's about. It's just it's not the hardest job of the lot, just be organized and get the
Yeah.
information out there.
And have an
And when you do
interest.
that, the interest will come in, because they know, they're finding out what's going on, and then they'll start showing up to a game or start sending their daughters to matches as well.
Yeah,
So,
for
like,
sure.
as you said
And
there,
with
Martina,
that, Darren, with Sarah as well, like she has a great interest, like we said, but even with the schools, because myself and Martina are just practically running this Connacht schools, and it's very difficult, obviously, as being teachers with full-time positions and trying to, but she gets the score from us, she gets the scores from the refs, and she puts it up, and it's generated brilliant interest, Oh,
hasn't it?
she's unreal.
And
Oh,
putting up, and even in our own yeah.
school now, they've gone, really overboard on the PR, which is brilliant. They put up player profiles and, their favorite food, and, it's lovely to see. And that started happening with Sarah in the county thing and different things, players, if there's a match on, the county players. Lovely.
And that's exactly it, to get the word out there as well, because people want to know these games are on, they want to know who's involved, and they want to know where they can go see it. But when nobody tells them, they're not going to know. So at least with the work you've been doing and having Sarah helping out, and no doubt there's other people behind the scene as well, getting the word out there. And the more we can get the word out there about Camogie, especially in Galway, with what we're talking about here, is the more interest will be there. And we've seen it in recent years. Like, you take there some of the championship matches we've had in Kenny Park in the last couple of years, massive crowds, where you go to other counties and you might see a man, his dog, and maybe 20 other people. But it's simply because Galway have driven the product, again, obviously helped by talent on the field of play and getting good results. But I remember, like, I was commentating on the Kilkenny game in the group stage of the championship in 2022. After I felt packed, And then you throw in the integration at the moment and the camogie going in with hurling and double headers as well. That's only going to help as well. And it's just to maximize the amount of information and promotion we get out of these events, because at the end of the day, there's great interest in Galway camogie and there's great interest in our camogie players. But the biggest thing we have to do is make sure we keep telling them when it's on, what's on, who's
Keep them
involved,
out.
and encourage them
Exactly.
to get out there.
Encourage them to get out there, because 20 years ago, if a game was cancelled, you would have to turn up to the pitch to find out. Whereas now it's just up
It's
on
up on
social
social media.
media straight away. It's
Yeah,
fantastic.
you could
Yeah.
be ready to be going out the door, and the next thing, game postponed or something's up on
Yeah.
Facebook. So, but I suppose on that, Harky, we're here talking about camogie, but what do you think of the upcoming season, Darren, then
I
with
was just about to
our
ask,
seniors?
yeah.
Yeah.
Just going looking ahead,
Looking
we'll
ahead, what do
say.
you think? Yeah.
Yeah,
What do
well,
you
look,
think?
the reality is that Galway are one of the top three teams in the country. And that's as simple as that. Tipperary, no Waterford in the All-Ireland final last year. And Tipperary have been knocking on the door, no doubt they'll push as well. But we're there, thereabouts. Now, we're having this conversation just before the opening game of the league. That's next
Yeah.
week against King, I think it's Kilkenny, is it?
It's
But
Clare. It's
so we have, no, we're not,
in a week's time, yeah.
Clare, is it? Sorry,
Yeah.
my apologies. It's, I was, it the we don't actually know who's in or out yet, and
No, we
that'll be
don't.
important.
Yeah, no.
Like, I thought last year was a very, very good year for Galway camogie. We won a league title, but we also lost five key players at the start of the year. Like, Heather Cooney retired, and she was allowed to slip away quietly, which is another thing that I was to be wanting critical of. We should be celebrating our great players when they do step away,
Yeah.
because they've given so much to Galway camogie. Lorraine Ryan, a couple of years ago, gone, barely worried about it.
Yeah.
Niamh Kilkenny, we don't know her situation at the moment. Will
No.
she be back? Will she not? Obviously, Sarah Durbin was late coming back in last year, and then you had Sarah Healy and Catherine Fenerty away too. So it was challenging. And you're
Yeah.
bringing in all the intermediates as well that won the All-Ireland the previous year. When you look at the results, we won the league of the seniors. The intermediates were competitive in all their matches. I know they didn't get the results, but
Yeah.
that when you're talking of technically a third string team, that was a great innings on year one for Conor Dolan as well.
It
So
was,
going back to
yeah.
the
Oh,
question
yeah.
you asked me this year, look, there'll be pressure on Colm Murray this year because we haven't been in All-Ireland final in 2021. Well, Galway now expects to be in All-Ireland finals. So do Cork, so do Kilkenny. We've been squeezed out the last couple of years. The league again. Look, we hear rumours and bits and bobs who's in, who's out. Until that opening game of the league, we won't know the answers to
Absolutely
that for
not.
certain. As we'd
Yeah.
be better qualified to talk then. Hopefully, there's a few of those players I mentioned back. No doubt there'll be one or two that have gone away as well. A good league, but again, it's about finding players. Like, you take Áine Keane, for example, a player that really came through last year as well. Siobhan Gardner established herself that little bit more as well in the
Yeah.
team too. That's what we want to come into a championship team. I'm glad the championship is back to two groups of six. I'm not like
Yes.
taking away, but like Waterford kind of got to last year's All-Ireland final by default, in fairness, because they never
Yeah.
had to play Galway, Cork or Kilkenny. But
Yeah,
look at the
true.
atmosphere they brought that day, which is great for camogie too. We'll get to an All-Ireland semi-final. I've no doubt about that. I can't see any route, unless the draw really goes lopsided like it did on Kilkenny last year, that would stop us getting to an All-Ireland semi-final. And again, as you know yourselves when playing, and I remember having conversations with many players before with the breakthrough in 2013, it's about getting two performances right.
Yeah.
Last year against Cork, referee mightn't have done his favours in one or two decisions, but he didn't cost us the match. We only
Yeah.
scored 2-6 in an All-Ireland semi-final. Regardless of conditions, that's not good enough. And we have to do much better than that. But I do believe Galway will be there or thereabouts. I believe we have a great talent pool of players at the moment. And as young players gain in more experience, like there's players I watched on the 16 level that are now leaders. When you talk about Carrie Dolan and Siobhan McGrath, just two off the top of my head.
Absolutely.
Roisin
Yeah.
Black, I remember once her holding a Galway under 16 defence together. Look, there was other players there, but she was the standout player and getting
Yeah.
a very, very deserved All-Star as well in defence too. We've had another, we've a talent pool coming through, but I don't believe we will go 17 years without winning All-Ireland again. But we have to get to that semi-final first and then
That's
put in the
it.
performances. And when we see the players that we have there going forward, the league, look, at the end of the day, I won't be concerned about winning leagues now, but it's always nice to win a trophy. It's about championship. Get to that semi-final and then hopefully then we can get the two results right.
Yeah, and no doubt you'll be
With a bit of
there
luck.
every minute of all of those games, Darren. Okay. What we were talking also, Darren, just your thoughts on it before we finish up, this new press release coming from about this so-called new Centre of Excellence for the promotion and maybe inclusivity of GAA ladies football and camogie and the proposed site in Cairnmore. What are your thoughts on that? Or maybe you haven't heard anything.
Well, I
Oh no,
hope
I've
you
heard
do.
otherwise.
It's on the front of the Tribune. You better have heard it. What do you
I
think? Do you
actually
think?
announced it. I announced it on radio last week
Well, you know, I
when it
was hoping
first
that
came
you'd
out.
say it before I'd say it. But look at it has to
No.
be massive strides
It's a
if
massive
it is
stride.
it.
And look, that's the first thing. Let's say fair play, Galway GAA, Galway LGFA, and Galway Camogie coming
Absolutely.
together,
Coming
not
together.
waiting for the delayed, drawn-out process that's going on in Dublin at the moment
Background,
about the
yeah, of this
integration.
one club, one
Integration, we
initiative,
all
yeah.
know, will be a great thing for everybody if it's done properly. And there's some probably delaying it at the moment that don't need to be delaying it. But back to the question, at least there's a plan. And it's great to see,
Yes.
look, Galway Airport is there. There's an opportunity. There's no guarantees that anything will come of this, but come in with a plan and come in working together. Because whatever happens, it has to be about boys and girls, men and women playing sport. Like we're talking about seven pitches, we're talking about indoor facilities,
Oh,
gyms and
yeah.
everything like that, 30 to 40 acres. It's a brilliant initiative. And I give, again, credit to everybody involved in coming together to do that. I hope it happens for them. But it's great to see that Galway are leading the way in how
Yeah.
integration can work.
Yeah,
Going
oh,
like
for
there are
sure.
other counties that are good as well. But at least we're showing in Galway there's a plan in place, working together. And I've no doubt when the integration eventually does happen, that'll be the way forward as well. And I'm delighted to see it and I hope it works out.
Absolutely.
But I think it will be its first of its kind though in Ireland, won't it? That
The three have come
have
together.
come together
Yeah.
for a
Yeah,
county,
it
would
will be.
say.
And like you know yourself, Camogie and Ladies Football have it to depend on the goodwill of clubs and county boards to get
Absolutely.
pitches for far too long at this stage. You know, because people, and then there'll be people out there you'll see on social media who don't even know what they're talking about, saying they're different organizations. The GAA was built on by the men and women of Ireland, not just, it just
Absolutely,
happened to be the lads who end up be playing under this organization. But with depending on goodwill, it's only right now that the conversations are taking place to get equality across the board for both male and female players as well. And as you said there, Aoife, we've seen centres of excellences in other counties and provinces. We've one just up the road in Beacon that we'll all be at this weekend for
well,
the
you call
Ashburn,
it
the
Beacon,
first
we
league
were
clubs
calling
as
it Beacon.
well.
I reckon it's Beacon, Darren.
Posh.
We're posh. We're calling it. We're posh. Do you hear me?
There.
Beacon.
Hey,
No, I'm only messing.
I ate the cabbage and spuds with it today, so I was probably thinking about
I
that.
actually have bacon as well today. You're
There
mad for
you
bacon. You're mad for bacon, and
go.
I'm mad for beacon.
Maybe next time we'll try the beacon out and see what it's like.
Yeah.
But most of it be GA groups. There has been some work done by like Tipperary, obviously. Camogie have their grounds down on the rag there as well. There's been good work done up in Armagh with ladies football. Waterford have a plan in place there at the moment too. There's the ground in Kilreekle there as well. I know things have stalled there for a while, but it's Camogie ground there too. But
Yeah.
if we're going to all going together going forward, then we all have to go together. And
Yeah.
again, and just like Brian Molloy said in an interview in Galway BFM recently, there's no reason why the administration can't be coming together now at national level and working as one unit. At least Galway are working as one unit with this proposal and kind of going, right, this is for Camogie, this is for ladies football, this is for hurling and football for the lads as well. And that's the way forward it should be. Whether it's the first one or not, even I'm not too sure, but I'm not aware of one off the
Yeah,
top
I
of my
think
head.
it is.
I'm delighted again to see Galway leading the way.
Well, here, it says it on the Connacht Tribune. So if it says it on the Tribune, I'm believing it. Good enough for me, sir,
Okay.
is it?
That's
But look
good
at
enough for me too.
the most important thing anyway is the conversation has started. And I hope we see it. I hope the likes of us see it whenever, not that anything, but where was it when we needed as well? And look at, as you said, Darren, it's lovely for them all to come together because women have been playing second fiddle, but at the disposal of GAA clubs fighting for pitches. So it's only right. Look at, we could talk
All night
we could
to you.
talk all night to you, Darren. Okay, you're an absolute tonic. You're a wonderful role model and advocate, and we enjoy listening to you. We enjoy chatting to you. You're always up for a bit of banter, and you're always gonna give us a good bit of advice when we need it as well. Keep doing what you're doing.
Sure.
No doubt I'll meet you somewhere at a school's match, or we'll meet you on the sideline, or we look up and we'll find you above in a press box or something like that. But we're really grateful and really thankful to you. And Galway Camogie are very lucky, and hurling and Galway in general are very lucky to have you, Darren. And we appreciate all your time and your effort. And no doubt we'll cross paths again.
Listen again, and Martina, Aoife, thanks a million for having me on, and well done on getting this podcast up and running again. I'm delighted to see it. I catch it most weeks as well in the Dells Ladies Football Show too, and keep it going as well. Because at the end of the day, well, sometimes it has to be a bit critical, but at the end of the day, we're all here to promote the game. We're all
That's
just going to get
interesting.
the message out there, and that's what we
Exactly.
continue to do.
Darren, you're a
So Aaron,
star.
thanks a million. And well, the other thing we forgot to say
Oh,
to
we
him,
forgot
we'll
to
have
say
to take you on in a game
it's
of
a game
chess.
of
I hear
chess.
you're fairly handy with the chess.
Yeah. I
Anytime,
wanted to ask
anytime.
you. Yeah, we want to ask you. We're very interested in the chess. She's
Yeah.
joking, don't
Oh,
mind
well,
her. She was
I'm not
talking. She
joking.
wanted to go play badminton 10 minutes before that. She doesn't know what she wants.
You know what I'll do now? The next time I'm going to one of the St. Raphael's matches, I'll pack the chessboard with me as well. So
Bring
if the chess is
Braden with
there,
you.
we get a chessboard out the main stand there, we'll have a crack.
Well, do you know what I'll do? I'll have watched about Gambit about 10 times, Darren, so I'll be ready for you. Listen.
I'm sure you will be too.
Darren, thanks a
Darren,
million.
you're a
And
star, and we'll talk soon.
Talk soon for sure.
cheers,
Thanks a
guys. Thanks a
million.
million.
Take care, Darren. Mind
See you
yourself.
later.
Bye, bye, bye. Oh, funny man.
He is funny,
Yeah,
yeah.
but
Fair
nobody,
play
in
to him.
fairness to him, he's absolutely wonderful. And what would we do without him?
No, he has done so much for Galway Camogie
Yeah.
and sport down through the years. And
Unreal.
you know, obviously Tommy and Imelda have kind of taken over the reins now. Tommy Devan
Exactly, yeah.
and Imelda Hobbins. You know, so it's great that they're keeping it going. And
Absolutely, but he's always good. You'll always find him if you're looking to put something on Galway Bay or to mention something.
he'll
It's
do it.
he's absolutely brilliant,
I
yeah.
suppose, you know, like we've mentioned Sarah. I know we've mentioned Sarah Gahan a few times, but to all the PROs in every club, do you know, to maybe
Absolutely, they've
take a
worked
little and
tirelessly
yeah.
behind the
Actually, Sarah's
scenes.
must be because there's a Sarah Nolan in Gar. She's one of my students. Good woman, Sarah. Keep up the good work in Coleman's. And Sarah Slevin in her hand. So, Sarah, best of luck for this year. And to all
It's
of the Sarahs
all
and
the
to all
Sarahs
of
and all the
the
PROs, yeah.
PROs in every club, you're
Just
doing
keep
amazing
doing,
work.
yeah, keep
Yeah.
doing what you're doing.
Keep promoting
And
it.
you know, it might be tireless and you mightn't get much thanks for it, but at the end of the day, it's all about the promotion of the game.
So I'd say
So I'd say that's it,
that's
my
probably all we
friend.
have time for today, but I
Yeah.
know we didn't rightly get to finish out what we were talking about, you know, the findings of
The findings of that press release.
the
And
so we might finish them next week
yeah.
and go through them, have a good read of them and a good bit of research and look into it ourselves
Exactly,
and
exactly.
speak to you. So
And just, you know, tune in, get on your Facebook page, get onto your Twitter, check where there's a game going on or start of the senior league and make sure you get out there and fill the seats, as they say in the ad. And I don't know if any of you have seen before we go away for the Allianz ad, I think it's wonderful.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, about
and the little ad or
and
Lidl, whatever.
the Lidl or the Lidl ad as well are said to
Absolutely
fill the
brilliant.
seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if only 10 more people go next week that didn't go this week, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, fill the seats,
So.
support the girls and support your friend, support your girlfriend, let the boyfriends come out. You know, everyone come out and try and support women in some way, shape, or form for the next for this league and the championship to come as well. So I guess that's it. Keep subscribing, anyone that hasn't, to the Galway Maroon and White
Yeah.
pod. And that's it for me, my friend.
And it's goodbye from me, my friend.
And goodbye from me.
And we shall talk to you all next week. All right. Take care.
Thanks a
Mind
million.
yourselves. Bye.